Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, while the people pushed their way up to him to listen to the word of God. He saw two boats pulled up on the beach. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats. It belonged to Simon, and asked him to push off a little from the shore. Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowd. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon,
"Push the boat out further to the deep water, and you and your partners let down your nets for a catch."
Simon answered,
"Master, we worked hard all night long, and we caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets."
They let them down and caught such a large number of fish that the nets were about to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full of fish that the boats were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus.
"Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man."
He and the others with him were all amazed at the large number of fish they had caught. The same was true for Simon's partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus said to Simon,
"Don't be afraid. From now on you will be catching people."
They pulled the boats up on the beach, left everything, and followed Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Bible that helps us to see your truth and the truth about yourself and life. We pray that your Holy Spirit would transform our understanding of your word and help us to know Jesus more fully. For his sake we pray. Amen. Simon Peter had never fallen on his knees in front of anyone ever before. Simon Peter was the one who gave the orders. He gave the orders to James and John and those who he'd partnered with over the years. But there was something about Jesus, something about the way he was and the things he was doing that he's observed over many, many weeks now, that made him feel in awe of this man. "Go away from me, Lord," he said. "I am a sinful man." Maybe he was aware of what he'd been thinking. Who does he think he is? He's a carpenter from Nazareth in Galilee. I'm the fisherman. I'm the expert here. And he's telling me to put my boat out for a catch when we caught nothing all night and morning is a useless time. But who does he think he is? You know? Maybe he was aware of his very serious doubts about Jesus. "Go away from me, Lord," he said. But Jesus didn't go away. I can just imagine Jesus standing face to face with Simon Peter, and he's kneeling on the ground in front of him. And Jesus is taking him by the shoulders and lifting him so that they're face to face. And he looks at Peter straight in the eye. And Peter sees in Jesus' face no condemnation, no sense of, "Don't you dare treat me like that." He only sees love and understanding. The look of someone who almost has known Jesus, almost known Peter all his life. And he says to him, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. When you are with me, Simon Peter, you do not need to be afraid. You never need to be afraid." And Simon, he went on, "I want you to be with me every day from now on." Simon Peter could not believe what he was hearing. Jesus was asking him to be his disciple, his follower, his apprentice, to learn that there's more to life than just making money and making ends meet or making a million. He wanted him to be a partner in his business, the business of transforming the world one life at a time through God's love and through his justice. And Jesus clearly included Simon Peter's fellow fishermen, because the Bible tells us that they pulled up their boats on the beach and they all left everything and followed Jesus into this new life that lay ahead. Now, do you remember, those of you who are up here and those of us who are listening, that story about the two birds, the mother bird who wanted the little one to have the confidence? When that little tiny bird was ready and grown enough to be able to fly the nest, Simon Peter had a choice, the same as that little bird. Either be trapped or be transformed. Trapped by fear or be transformed by faith. To trust that actually the one who loved that little bird was saying to him, "You can do it, you can fly. You are ready. Come on." And the bird eventually believed that mother, and off he flew. It was a choice, trapped by fear or transformed by faith. And there are many of us here this morning who have chosen to be followers of Jesus Christ. We have responded to Jesus' call and invitation to follow him. But Jesus not only called the fishermen to follow him, you remember he said, after he called them to follow him, "I will make you to become fishers of men," or of people, of young people, of children, of all ages. He invited them into life with a purpose. To be a disciple who is learning to make new disciples. We've seen in the Holiday Club and the wonderful pictures, and those of you who were there over this last week, over 80 children every morning for 5 days experiencing the adventure of what it means to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus. And they had invited their friends. And they were encouraging one another. They were helping each other to connect with the Jesus who called them. We see and hear of our young people making that same step of looking beyond their own lives and connecting with people who they otherwise wouldn't have any contact at all, and finding the opportunities to invite them, or to be invited themselves to be part of God's work in the world. And yesterday, Gary Smart, on the blog that is being written from the mission in Uganda called Youth to Youth, wrote some very powerful words. He was clearly impacted by what he described as the amazing enthusiasm of the children singing and dancing as we entered the church at Makora Children's Development Centre. I want to read a little bit from this blog. "It was highly moving as we were all caught up in the spirit. Can you imagine a low-level church with doors and windows open, sunlight streaming in, dust caught in the sunbeams, and a multitude of children singing praise to the Lord. You got that picture? It's just outstanding. Gary says, I was moved to tears then and now as I write this. I can just see Gary. He's a bit like me, isn't he? A bit of an emotional guy. He's not even Welsh. Lovely. He says, our mission title is Youth to Youth. And in the spirit of the title, our young people have been sharing stories, testimonies, singing and dancing in worship. These are our young people and those from Bodley Stoke. Dancing in worship. We're learning and growing every day. And this is the bit that really struck me. We are learning from our Ugandan brothers and sisters how to live joyfully and happily in the presence of God without the distractions of constant media. Oh, you praise the Lord for that. How wonderful for a young person not to be distracted in any way by all the social networking stuff, all the stuff that you do on your computers and everything else, or the television, and just learning to enjoy the pure pleasure of being in the presence of God. That's discipleship. But they're learning from those Ugandan young people how to live the life. But it's all happening together. They're sowing seeds of the gospel, not on their own, but in partnership with others, that mission is taking place. And it seems to me, from what I'm picking up across the world and the world church, that it may be, and I wouldn't be at all surprised because things are getting increasingly serious in our world today, that the Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that was in Jesus, is calling us again today to a new passion for prayer and a passion to share what Pope Francis has described, to share the simple message of Jesus. That's what he called those 2.5 million people gathered for worship on the beaches of Copacabana in Brazil. When he said to them, Jesus' call was to go into the world, make disciples, and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them how to obey all that I've commanded you. That was the commission, that was the call. And that's what he communicates to those people. And I loved the way when he came back, he brought a big beach ball. I don't know whether you saw this on the television. He brought a big beach ball in the colors of Brazil, and he went and put it on the altar in the Vatican. This big beach ball next to the Holy Cross. What a statement to the world that life is all about Christ's life being lived out on the beaches of Brazil. And we, in our own lives, in our own cultures, our own contexts, are called to do the same, to live that life of Christ wherever we are. And as Christ Church, that call to sow seeds, to grow new life, is God's call to us in this day. The Lord Jesus calls us to be his business partner, to be his apprentices. Dr. Leah, who was chosen by Lord Sugar, was incredibly excited, those of you who saw The Apprentice, by what he had said to her. You're hired. The Lord Jesus says to us, we are hired by him to be those who will fly the nest and make it possible for others to find that life too. So for those of us who are Christians already this morning, there is a great invitation to fly the nest of our own comfort zone and to think how we can reach others with the simple story of Jesus and show his love to them. But there may be one or two others here this morning who are not yet people who have responded to the call of Jesus to follow him, to fly the familiar nest. And there may not be any particular reason why that's the case. They just haven't. But I think it's vital that the question is asked, what is holding me back? Is there a good reason for not taking that step of faith, of trust? Simon Peter heard Jesus saying to him, you don't need to be afraid. There is a new life ahead if you come with me. And on September the 1st, right here in the middle of this church, we will have a big pool full of water. And one person already, Rhiannon, Jeff and Brenda's daughter, will be baptized here as an adult, as a young mum. And I want to invite other people, anybody here and any you know that you could say, look, on the 1st of September, there's going to be a baptism at Christ Church. It's an opportunity to say yes to Jesus who calls you to follow him and to say yes publicly in that way. Or if you've already been baptized as an infant and you want to affirm or rededicate yourself to the Lord, come and stand here. You can't be baptized twice, but you can affirm those baptism promises that were made for you or you made at a time when you didn't really feel that conviction within. And you can reaffirm, like Astrid did a few months ago, that now you want to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Even though you don't know very much about him, you're willing to go with him. Jesus said, don't be afraid. Follow me, and I will help you to become a person who will transform the world by my love. That's the invitation. And that's the thrilling opportunity that he gives to everyone. Everyone without exception. Let us pray. Let's just be still for a moment. Let's just be quiet. And just pray if anybody is feeling moved by the Lord to a place where they say, yes, I want to be baptized. Maybe just after the service, people would come and see me, or in the next few weeks, or just get in touch. Or maybe people are feeling, I want to take another step out of the nest into a place where I can share the simple story that I know about Jesus with others, in my work, in my home. Just express your own commitment and prayer to the Lord now in your own heart. Is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? He's present with us now.